We're gonna demo the basic parrying technique. I like to teach parrying against the jab, not so much the cross. So we have Chad here again. He's gonna just throw one jab at me, okay? And when I parry, right, it's a quick shot with the same side that he's throwing the jab on. So if he's throwing his left jab, I'm gonna parry with my right hand, okay? Because it's on the same side as the jab. I never wanna cross up, because then I'll be open for that follow-up punch. So I'm gonna parry, and when I parry, I'm gonna use an open hand. I'm not gonna use a closed hand, because I run the risk of missing that punch. So I'm gonna open up the hand, and I'm gonna knock it off center, all right? So your basic parry, you don't wanna stop it or catch it, you just wanna knock that jab off center. So he's gonna throw it a little faster, I'm gonna parry the jab. And try to catch it maybe right at the wrist or the forearm. Try not so much at the hand, this is a bigger striking area. So if he throws that jab, I try to catch it right on the wrist or maybe on the forearm. And remember, use that open hand, you know, you have a better chance of catching it. The reason why I don't teach the parry off of the rear hand, if you mistime it, you eat that right hand. All right, the best thing to do against that cross again is obviously cover. But if that jab is coming in, all right, work on the parry. Don't leave your head out either. Keep your chin tucked in. All right, so he throws that jab. I want to stay low and keep that chin tucked. And that's your basic way to parry a jab.